This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to manage a mediation where one party is facing criminal charges related to the dispute. A practical guide for mediators navigating cases shadowed by criminal proceedings. In short, criminal charge mediation is among the most demanding work a mediator can do. One wrong turn in the room can compromise a criminal defence, unravel a civil settlement, or expose you to professional liability. Confirm legal counsel has signed off for both parties before the session begins. Define the scope of the mediation precisely and hold that boundary throughout. Know exactly what to say when the conversation drifts toward criminal territory. Definition: criminal charge mediation is the process of facilitating resolution of a civil dispute when one or more parties simultaneously face related criminal proceedings. It demands strict scope management, active boundary enforcement, and close coordination with legal counsel to protect all parties from self-incrimination risk. The phone call came on a Tuesday morning. A company HR director asked me to mediate a workplace dispute between an employee and his manager. Straightforward enough. Until she mentioned that the employee had been charged with assault arising from the same incident. She wanted me to help them reach a civil settlement before the criminal case went to trial. I almost said yes before I understood what I was being asked to walk into. That moment taught me more about criminal charge mediation than any training I had done before it. This kind of mediation is genuinely different. The stakes are not just relational or financial. One party is navigating a criminal proceeding, which means every word they say in your room carries potential legal weight. The civil matter and the criminal matter are separate, but they share the same facts, the same people, and the same raw emotion. Your job is to help resolve one without inadvertently damaging the other. That requires a process built specifically for this terrain. Why criminal charge mediation is a different animal entirely. Most mediators are trained to open space. You invite honesty. You draw out the full story. You encourage people to speak their experience. That instinct, which serves you well in most disputes, becomes dangerous here. When one party faces criminal charges connected to the dispute, the right to avoid self-incrimination is active and fragile. Anything they say about the underlying facts could surface in a criminal proceeding. A casual admission, an emotional outburst, even a partial acknowledgement of events can become evidence. The mediator, who is not thinking about this risk, can inadvertently invite a statement that helps convict the very person they were trying to help. The power imbalance in the room is also extreme. One party is under legal jeopardy and knows it. The other may be a victim, a complainant, or a party in a civil suit who senses that the charged party is vulnerable. That asymmetry distorts everything: how people communicate, how much they trust the process, and how likely any agreement is to hold. If you have had a session fall apart because one party shut down completely, or because something said in the room ended up referenced in separate proceedings, you already know how costly these failures are. What must be in place before you open the session? I will not begin a criminal charge mediation without three things confirmed. First, each party has independent legal counsel, and that counsel has advised them about the risks of participating in mediation while criminal charges are pending. This is not my job to provide, but it is my responsibility to confirm. If either party cannot confirm this, I pause the process until they can. Second, both attorneys have agreed in writing that the mediation will be conducted on a without prejudice basis, with full confidentiality protections. The scope of the session must be explicitly limited to the civil dispute. I will not proceed on a handshake understanding. This agreement needs to exist on paper. Third, I have had a private conversation, or caucus, with each party separately before the joint session. I need to understand what each person is afraid of in that room, what they hope to achieve, and whether they genuinely understand the limits of what we can discuss. These pre-session conversations shape everything. If you try to skip any of these steps to save time or to satisfy an impatient client, you will pay for it inside the session. The step-by-step process for managing the mediation itself. Once the pre-session conditions are met, here is the process I use. It is built for control, not speed. Number 1. Open with a structured, explicit ground rule statement. Do not assume the parties remember what their attorneys told them. Read the ground rules aloud. Cover what the session will and will not address, and ask both parties to confirm they understand and agree before anyone says anything substantive. Your opening might sound like this. Before we begin, I want to be clear about what this mediation covers. We are here to explore resolution of the civil matter between you. We will not be discussing the facts that form the basis of any criminal proceedings. If that line gets approached, I will stop the conversation and redirect us. Does everyone understand and agree to that? Wait for verbal confirmation from both parties. Number 2. Invite opening statements that are forward-looking, not backward-looking. In standard mediation, you often ask parties to describe what happened. Here, that question is a trap. Instead, ask each party to speak to what they need from this process and what a resolution would look like for them. This keeps the conversation oriented toward the civil outcome rather than relitigating the incident. Number 3. Monitor every sentence for criminal territory. This is active, ongoing work. You are listening to content, but you are also listening for the shape of what is being said. The moment a party begins describing events that form the basis of the criminal charges, step in calmly and firmly. I need to pause us there. That area sits outside what we can address today. Let us bring the conversation back to what resolution looks like for you going forward. Practice this redirect until it feels natural. You will use it. Number 4. Use caucuses generously and without apology. Separate sessions with each party are not a sign that the joint session is failing. In criminal charge mediation, they are essential. Use a caucus when you sense a party is about to say something risky, when emotion is rising in a way that could produce an unguarded statement, or when you need to reality test a position privately. A caucus lets you have conversations that cannot safely happen in the room together. Number 5. Keep the agreement narrow and explicit. When you reach a point of potential agreement, draft it in precise, limited language. The settlement should address the civil matter only. It should not include admissions of fact that could be read into the criminal case. If you have any doubt about the wording, pause and ask the parties to consult their attorneys before signing. The urgency to close a deal is never worth the risk of producing a document that harms one party in a separate proceeding. Number 6. Document your process, not just the outcome. Keep a clear record of the ground rules stated, the without prejudice agreement referenced, and any moments where you redirected the conversation. This protects you professionally and creates a clear record of what the mediation covered and did not cover. When one party has no attorney present. I mentioned that diffusing heated conversations is a skill every mediator needs. When criminal charges are in the background, that skill becomes urgent rather than useful. Sometimes a party arrives without legal counsel, despite your pre-session requirements. This happens more than it should. My rule is simple. I do not proceed with a joint session until the unrepresented party has at minimum spoken with a criminal defence attorney about the decision to participate. I will offer a break, reschedule if needed, and absorb whatever frustration that decision creates. The reason is straightforward. An unrepresented party in criminal charge mediation does not fully understand what they are risking. If something said in that room damages their criminal defence, they may later claim they did not know it could. I am not responsible for their legal strategy, but I am responsible for not operating a process that exposes them to harm they did not understand. This is the kind of decision that feels slow and inconvenient in the moment and right every time you look back on it. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. 3 mistakes that derail these mediations. When I look back at the sessions that went wrong, either ones I manage poorly myself or ones I was brought in to recover, 3 patterns appear repeatedly. Understanding tension management mistakes in high-stakes mediation helps, but these 3 are specific to criminal charge situations. The mistake: asking what happened as an opening question. Why it happens? It is instinctive. Most mediators are trained to surface the full narrative. What to do instead? Ask forward-facing questions only. What do you need from this process? And what would resolution look like for you? Open dialogue without inviting parties to narrate the incident that forms the basis of criminal charges. The mistake: letting the conversation move into criminal territory before intervening. Why it happens? The mediator hesitates, not wanting to seem controlling or to interrupt the flow. What to do instead? Interrupt early and gently. A late intervention, after several sentences of damaging content, is far more disruptive than a calm redirect at the first sign of drift than a stake. Pressuring parties to reach agreement in a single session. Why it happens? The mediator feels pressure from the client or from the cost of the process. What to do instead? Treat an adjournment for legal review as a professional responsibility, not a failure. Some agreements in this context need a week and two attorney reviews before they are safe to sign. For practical frameworks on keeping conversations structured under pressure, the deal method for resolving conflicts offers a solid foundation, though you will need to adapt its escalation steps for the legal constraints of this context. Similarly, staying grounded during tense conversations using a clear internal framework will help you hold your composure when the room becomes charged. Your pre-session checklist for criminal charge mediation. Use this before every session where criminal charges intersect with a dispute you are mediating. Number 1. Both parties have confirmed in writing that they have received independent legal advice about participating in this mediation. Number 2. A written without prejudice agreement, signed by both parties and their attorneys, is in place before the session opens. Number 3. The scope of the mediation has been defined and agreed civil dispute only, no discussion of facts forming the basis of criminal charges. Number 4. You have completed a private caucus with each party before the joint session. Number 5. Your opening statement includes explicit ground rules, read aloud, with verbal confirmation from both parties. Number 6. You have prepared your scope redirect phrase and practiced it aloud so it comes out calmly. Number 7. You have a clear plan for suspending the session if it becomes unmanageable, including what you will say and how you will document it. Number 8. Your session notes will record the ground rules stated, the without prejudice agreement referenced, and any redirections you made during the session. This checklist is not a bureaucratic exercise. Every item on it represents a failure point I have either witnessed or experienced. Working through it before you enter the room takes 15 minutes. Recovering from a session that skipped, it can take months. Handling the session when emotions run beyond the process. Even with the best preparation, people in this situation carry enormous fear and grief into the room. The person facing criminal charges is managing their liberty alongside their civil dispute. The other party may be a victim who is also trying to find some form of closure. For guidance on managing conflict that erupts in real time, those de-escalation principles apply here too. With one addition, emotional volatility in this context is a legal risk, not just a relational one. When emotion spikes, call a break. Frame it neutrally. Let us take 10 minutes. Do not diagnose what is happening or name the feeling publicly. Use the break to meet with each party separately, check in on their state, and decide whether it is safe to continue. If one party is so distressed that they cannot make clear decisions, continuing the session does not serve them. Adjourn, note your reasons, and reschedule. When you return to the room, use the reconnection tools that work in any high-tension setting. Word-for-word scripts for de-escalating tension can give you exact language for those moments when you need to speak carefully and cannot afford to improvise. The deal method applied to fractured team relationships is also worth reviewing if the dispute is workplace-based, since the relational repair work between colleagues must happen within the same legal constraints that govern the individual sessions. Frequently asked questions. What is criminal charge mediation? Criminal charge mediation is the process of facilitating resolution of a civil dispute when one or more parties simultaneously face related criminal proceedings. It requires strict scope management, careful confidentiality protections, and close coordination with legal counsel to protect all parties from self-incrimination risk. Can mediation proceed while criminal charges are pending? Yes, mediation can proceed while criminal charges are pending, but it must be managed carefully. The mediator must ensure the session scope is limited to the civil dispute, that both parties have independent legal advice, and that nothing said during mediation could be construed as an admission in criminal proceedings. How do you handle self-incrimination risk in criminal charge mediation? Before the session begins, the mediator should confirm that each party has spoken with their criminal defense attorney about participating. During the session, the mediator must shut down any line of discussion that edges into criminal territory, using a prepared redirect to steer the conversation back to civil resolution. Should lawyers be present during mediation involving criminal charges? Attorney presence is strongly advisable when criminal charges intersect with a civil dispute. Each party should have independent legal counsel, ideally present or at minimum available by phone. The mediator should never provide legal guidance and must make this boundary explicit from the start of the session. What ground rules matter most in criminal charge mediation? The most critical ground rules are no discussion of the facts forming the basis of criminal charges, no statements that could constitute admissions, strict confidentiality for all parties, and a clear agreement on what the mediation is and is not trying to resolve. These rules must be agreed before the session opens. How does criminal charge mediation differ from standard dispute mediation? Standard dispute mediation focuses on reaching mutual agreement on a civil matter. Criminal charge mediation adds a layer of legal jeopardy. One party faces potential prosecution, so every exchange carries additional risk. The mediator's role shifts to include active scope protection, not just facilitation of dialogue. What should a mediator do if criminal matters surface during the session? Stop the discussion immediately. Do not allow the conversation to continue in that direction. Use a neutral, non-accusatory redirect. That area sits outside what we can address here today. Let us return to the civil matter before us. If it happens repeatedly, consider suspending the session and consulting with the attorneys. This much I know for certain: criminal charge mediation is not simply a harder version of what you already do. It is a different discipline, with different risks and different responsibilities. Master the pre-session preparation, hold the scope boundary without apology, and trust the process you have built before you walk into the room. The people on both sides of that table deserve a mediator who came prepared. Give them that. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonbuckthorn.com to get your copy.